Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, it's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, Intern Anthony, and Louie Louie on Radio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Joe Causey, Brooklyn Zone from CBS FM in New York.
And Intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And we are here with Louie Louie in the background. And, of course, this is the Brooklyn Zone Podcast, episode number 49.
Maron.
Maron. That we should just name this Maron. This should be the name of this podcast, Maron. And I want to see Becky and Bobby Joe in Kansas say, what does Maron mean?
They'd read it. They'd go, "Oh, Maron. What does that mean?
What does that mean?"
One more episode until we hit 50. What do we get for that? You know, what kind of compensation do we get?
I have not a clue. I haven't been compensated for any of this anyway. So
we barely get compensated for our regular jobs. Never mind.
I know. This is nuts. You know what the compensation for me is? The enjoyment that I bring to fellow human beings around the planet that listen to this.
My God,
that's my compensation in life.
Wow, I have never heard a quicker amount of bullshit. My life.
No, but it's really true. It's really true.
Are you talking now? Wait, when you say smile to people's faces all over the world, are you talking about the two people in Japan who listen to us also,
and the people in Budapest?
Yes,
And everybody else. You know, people that come up to me, they say, you know, we really love listening to this because it's, you know, it's a funny thing. You take us back to the neighborhood, a couple of great memories growing up back in the neighborhood, and you talk about things today, and it's kind of cool when you put a smile on somebody's face. You know,
I got a comment once on Instagram because someone checked out the podcast and they said they moved away from Brooklyn, but listening to us talk, they said it felt like it was like 9 o'clock at night, and they were sitting out on the stoop. On their block.
Where do they live now?
I think Long Island.
Oh, what is that, in New Zealand?
No, it's just different. Come on. They're all Mama Lukes over there.
No, they're not. I got a lot of friends in Long Island. Don't go there.
Hey, but they're probably not from Long Island.
They'll track you down and use you as bait for bluefish.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. I'm saying the people that are originally from Brooklyn, those are not the Mama Lukes. I'm saying the people that are, you know, like Cooper from Long Island. He is a little strange.
Oh, and Hunter.
Yes.
And Sloan, you know, those types. Right, I understand. Okay. Now I get it.
How are you dealing with all this snow? Just every day, another storm of snow falls.
I don't know what's going on. They don't want to take my recycling garbage. I mean, it's been 3 weeks now, and I've got blue bags all in front of my house. You can see my recycling from space. There's so much recycling out there.
Yeah, they haven't picked up the garbage in quite a while. Well, I live on a dead-end block, and they have not plowed the block yet. So the first snowstorm that we got last week, the snow is still on the ground, still don't have blacktop on my street.
Well, they can't, where are they going to push the snow? They can't get a garbage truck in there.
There's a forest at the end of the block. Push it to
Bambi. You want to be all hoity-toity and live on a cul-de-sac.
It's not my fault. I didn't pick it. I didn't pick this block.
Why don't all your neighbors come out, pitch in, and, you know, pay somebody to go there and remove all the snow?
There was a plow coming down the block the other day. I'm shoveling. I'm breaking my ass. I think I'm 2 minutes away from a massive heart attack.
Nice. And
Nice. And one of the plows come driving down the avenue block, and I waved the shovel in the air. I went, "Hey, this block wasn't plowed yet." He goes, and keeps going. I flipped that guy off immediately.
I gotta say one thing. They really did do a great job with the roads, these guys.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. You got to work the next day, didn't you?
Barely. Barely. Staten Island was a mess. Brooklyn was a little bit better. The city was immaculate. The city was spotless. Yeah, but Staten Island was a mess.
It's colder over here. We get more snow over here.
So all your garbage is piled up in front of the house, huh?
Garbage. My wife won't let me take the dog out.
Why not?
Because she won't let him go out when it's snowing out because he's white. She's afraid he's going to break loose, and then we'll never see him again in the snow.
You know, there's another thing you got to watch out for. The dog's paws on the salt. They don't like the salt. They don't mix
well. Oh, really?
Yeah, it irritates their skin.
Thank you, Dr. Pohl, for that. Thank you so much.
What's going on with you? How have you been? I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks.
I'm doing good. I'm losing my mind day by day being home all the time. Day by day, I'm losing my mind. I'm doing
things like a true work from home person.
I'm telling you, I'm doing things that I've never thought I'd do before.
Do you miss commuting? Do you miss going back and forth to the city?
That I don't, but I miss being in the city. Mm. I went up, I drove through the city last week. I had to go up to the Bronx, and we had an award. You know, we did an award on CBS FM for the best pizzeria in the Tri-State area, and Louis and Ernie's one up in the Bronx. And I had to go up there, and I brought them really nice, great people, nice pizzeria. Really nice area, the Bronx. Had a good time up there. And driving back, I drove to Manhattan. I couldn't believe the sights I was seeing. So many of my favorite stores gone.
Oh, yeah. That's normalcy now in Manhattan. Just you think you're going to go somewhere to eat or something like that? Boom, plywood over the door.
I know.
It's gone. It's dead.
It's crazy. It's crazy. We got to do something. They got to do something like fast. No dilly-dallying with this.
Oh, it'll bounce back. It always does.
If can't do it, get him out. Get him out.
Well, he doesn't have too much more time left anyway, that schmuck, does he?
I know. Don't get me going. I'm in a good mood today. Don't get me going.
Remember when we had Bobby Bacala on the podcast? How he ripped him apart.
Man. Well, Steve Sharippa, he's a Manhattan guy. He lives downtown, you know. So, you know, he feels all this, you know. And he hasn't been working. You know, he hasn't been working either because they've been stopping all productions on all these shows and everything. So, you know, he feels it like everybody else does.
You know what gets me? The governor messing around about the, you know, he could go back out to eat on Valentine's Day. If it's that close, why not just open them today? Open the restaurants right now. Let everybody in right now. If you're going to open them in 5 days, what the hell is the difference of doing it now?
He's got to make a grandstand about it, you know, like the high exalted mystic ruler, you know?
How'd you feel about that nursing home comment? Ooh, what difference does it make where they die?
That was bad. Wait, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Good seg.
No. Are you going? You brought up Valentine's Day with Cuomo. Where are you going out to eat on Valentine's Day?
I would have. Usually around this time, I have my plans all set. I usually like to make my reservations in January, but I didn't this year. We're getting a hotel room. I'm going to order food, and that's it. There's not going to.
But
I'm
you
not
did
going
that last year, didn't you?
I think so. Yeah, I did that last year too. Yeah, you're right.
I remember. I was there in the adjoining room. It was very nice.
That was you?
Yeah, it was me.
I thought it was a football team.
No, that was me. That was me.
And, it's too cold. It's too cold. I am not sitting outside. I'm not going to pay $200 for a meal to shiver outside under.
You're not
going to
go in one of those little, you know, domes and sit in the, you know, those little balls.
Don't skeeve me out. I know you've been to one. I've seen you at one of them.
Yeah, I did one in Richmond Town in Staten Island. We had ice cream. I mean, go figure. It was 28 degrees out. We're in a dome eating ice cream. I'm standing there, my wife says, "What is wrong with us? Why do we do these things, you know?"
Now, if somebody passes gas inside that dome, that's it. You're done.
Oh, yeah. You had to see me standing up in there. It's because it's not big at all. I mean, I had to literally bend down to get out and get in.
You're about 7'9", and the domes are only about 5 feet. So
right. But it was kind of cool. They had a little fireplace in there with two reclining chairs.
Okay.
And, it was kind of cool. It was. I had fun.
I won't do it. No way.
It was good.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day? Come on. What's your plans, Big Shot?
Going,
I
want to
hear
Brooklyn,
what Mr. Romantic is doing.
Just going. I'm romantic every day. I don't need Valentine's Day to prove my romanticism, okay?
Right. I agree with you.
I don't need that. It's a made-up holiday. So we're just, you know, we're going out to eat, going to my favorite place in Brooklyn, go over the bridge. We'll be going overseas and having a nice dinner and coming back, you know.
I'll be going overseas.
Well, it's overseas. I mean,
you're not wrong. What's your favorite restaurant in Brooklyn? Which place?
My favorite restaurant? There's a lot of them.
No, wait, for Valentine's Day, you said it's your favorite place.
I don't want people to track me down when I'm there.
Oh my God! There's not going to be an angry mob of teenage girls.
You never know. You never know. I'm like the Beatles, all right?
I think I know which one it is, and I think it's on 18th Avenue.
No, it's not.
Wow.
No, it's not.
Would you change?
I've never eaten on 18th Avenue before.
There must have been a hair in the food.
Where on 18th Avenue?
Il Coliseo.
No, that's a pizza joint, isn't it?
No,
I've never been there. I've never been there ever.
It's the old. Oh, come on. You are so full of it. You've said this before.
I've never been there. I know where it is, but I've never literally ate there before.
All right. Fine. I guess I believe you.
I'm going to La Polina. I do. I go, you know, that's my
place. Oh, yeah. You like that. That's your place. Maybe
it's old,
you can take your wife to the diner for some mushu pork.
Old school at its best, that restaurant. Okay. You're not going to get a better meal anywhere, any place. Hands down.
All right, we'll all be back to normal soon. We could go out to eat. We could do a podcast from a restaurant one day again.
That would be awesome. Lewis isn't too fond of doing that, but he doesn't want to do that. I don't know why.
He's shaking his head. He's shaking his head.
I know. Look at him. Look, he doesn't like to go out to the general public.
When things are better, of course we will.
I know. Well, you had the virus. So did you. And so
you never got it, huh?
I'm a healthy. I'm up as a pup. I'm very healthy.
Up as a pup. He's been in his basement since March of last year.
No, I dilly dally. I go around. I'm here and there, but I take a regimen of vitamins and I drink good stuff, you know, and I try to get as much good stuff into my body as I can. I must have fought it off good.
Are you going to get the vaccine or have you gotten it already?
No comment on that. I can't comment on that.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I can't comment on that.
We're working on, by the time that this airs, three people in my house.
You want a shot? You want one?
Well, let me tell you what happened. We took my grandparents. I took them to get vaccinated because they don't know how to sign up for any of this crap or scan the QR codes and all the things that went on there. So I took them. They're both sitting down. They're getting the needle. The guy who's doing it looks up at me and goes,
"You want one?
You want one?" And I was like, "What?" He goes, "Do you want one? There's an extra one here." I was like, "Absolutely not. Save it for the older people. I'm not even sure if I'm getting it yet or not."
But you should have got one because you had it before. You should have got one.
Well, I was still on the fence about getting the vaccine or not, you know. But just so you know, if you take your grandparents or anyone elder, if there's an extra one lying around, they'll give it to you.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You're right.
A little messed up. That should be for somebody who needs it.
That's true. When this is all going to clear, you have a date in mind? You think when this is going to go big and gone? When do you think?
July. Sometime in July.
Yeah?
Well, we'll be having parties where everybody brings their mask to burn.
I tell you, I got an email yesterday from the Borgata, and all their shows in Vegas, they listed all their shows in Vegas. All groups are going to be playing there.
Starting when?
Starting like in April.
Well, March. Yeah, it makes sense. They kept saying, you know, once 50% of the population is vaccinated, we'll have herd immunity. Then they said 70%. Then they said 80%. But still, we're almost there. So it does make sense that the world starts opening up again. But I don't say normal until like July, August. You still going to wear a mask places or no?
If I have to, sure, why not? I mean, you know, I do it all. I tell you, it's like second nature now. I don't leave the house unless I have one in my pocket. I have like four in my glove compartment, you know, inside of my jacket pocket, I keep one. Because, you know, you don't want to be stupid. I'm always washing my hands.
Yeah, same. I mean, I don't really, I try not to touch anything anymore the way that I used to. I'm afraid to touch everything.
Yeah, I'm the same way. But now they're pretty cool. Somebody caught on that. They have this thing now to, like, if you go to a bank and use ATM, they have this thing where you can press so you don't have to touch it. You'd be surprised how many things, like gas pumps. I don't touch a gas pump anymore.
Me either.
I know that because you don't use gas because you're one of them. You're
I got my electric car, baby.
You're Mr. Bitcoin, all right? I mean, you know.
Yeah, Barry, okay. I wish I would have got on the Bitcoin train.
Barry Bitcoin over there, all right? How'd that car do in the snow, Ant?
I got stuck once, and it was because the block wasn't plowed.
Yeah.
And I hit a little bump, and the bump wound up being a lot higher than the car was. So my car was just kind of suspended there in air because of how light it is, the car. So
how'd you get out?
I had that. So thank God for one of my neighbors who knew this trick because I didn't know shit. He stuck a plank underneath the car.
Right. That's what you do.
And I was like, you're going to scratch it. And he goes, would you stop? And he sticks the plank underneath the car. He goes, floor it in reverse. I said, I'm going to scratch the car. He goes, floor it in reverse and stop being a little bitch. So I floor it.
Yeah.
Man, this car, I've never seen the car take off like that before. So that's a life hack for you if you didn't know that.
Yeah. If I don't have to drive in the snow, I don't.
Really? But you have a Jeep.
I know, but I just hate driving in the snow.
Come on. Jeeps are fun to drive around in the snow.
I know. I just hate driving in the snow. I had an accident, you know, a long, long time ago in the snow. And ever since then, if it snows, I don't even take the car out.
Did you see the giant snowman on Arden Avenue in Staten Island?
No.
Oh, you got to check it out. You got to go down Arden Avenue. It's a little bit past Drumgool Road on Arden Avenue in Staten Island.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It's about 15 feet wide. It's a real snowman.
Yeah.
It's about 15 feet wide and about 10 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not impressed? What? Like, it's a giant snowman.
I'm going to run out right now and check it out.
I gotta run a lot faster if your wife told you you need to go to Home Goods, right?
Hey, Ant, hold on one second. I forgot to tell you my latest treasure that I found in my basement. I've got all these musical instruments, right, in my basement.
Uh-huh.
I got two keyboards. I got my recorder.
I got a flute.
I got a trumpet. I got my guitar. I found my music books from back in the day.
Oh, no.
My Don Ho Hawaiian music book. I wish I could take a picture of this, Lou, but it all the classics are here. I mean, could you see this? I mean, all the classics are here. I have some really, really good stuff. I got Pearly Shells, and I've got Blue Hawaii, and all the legendary songs from Don O. And I've been playing this for the last couple of days. So excited about this. I mean,
you know, for $5,000 per name, I couldn't tell you one song by any of those people.
Don Ho was very big back in the day in Hawaii. If you went to Hawaii, you had to see Don Ho.
What day was that? Because I've never heard of him.
Well, Don Ho to Hawaii was like Wayne Newton to Vegas.
I still don't know who you're talking about.
You don't know who Wayne Newton is?
No.
Who the hell's Wayne Newton? Google Wayne
Newton.
I'm a Wayniac. You know that, right?
Isn't that the scientist or something, Newton?
No, he's Mr. Vegas.
Hold on. I'm looking it up. Wayne Newton.
He's got the greatest hair in the world. Look at Wayne Newton. Google him now.
Oh, my God. I've never seen an uglier thing in my life.
What are you talking about?
Jesus.
Let me tell you something. There's two people in life that I wish I met, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One is Barry White. And one is Wayne Newton. And I still may have a chance to meet him one day. I mean, he communicates with me via mail. He sent me a beautiful 8x10 of him. And, I mean, but one day I want to be in the presence of greatness. I want to be in the presence of Wayne Newton.
The way that a teenage girl would have the Jonas Brothers poster on her wall. Do you have one of Wayne Newton in your room?
Wayne Newton, he's the total package, okay? He's got Shenandoah. You know what Shenandoah is?
No.
That's his home in Vegas. It's a big deal.
What the hell are you talking about?
Google, read up on him. I mean,
no.
he's the guy dresses impeccably. I mean, he's unbelievable.
The way that he looks from Google, I mean, you type in his name, the top three Google images. I'm going to have to read up on him when I write his in memoriam in a couple of days, because I've never seen somebody with a more botched surgical face. What the hell happened?
He had, you know, he did plastic surgery in the early part.
Oh, you think?
Of it, you know, but back in the day, yeah, I mean, you know, he was the guy.
He looks like if Pete Davidson got stung by a bee.
I'm just sending you my 8x10 of him, both of you now. I just texted it to both of you guys. So
oh,
check
good.
It out
I
right
needed
now.
It.
I mean, come on, look at that, Lewis. Huh? Look at that. I mean, he eludes Vegas. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have to take a picture of what Vegas is all about, that's Vegas right there.
All right. Well, we're going to try to get Wayne Newton for the next podcast. And until then.
Let me tell you something. If you get Wayne Newton for the next podcast, I'll bake a loaf of bread for you every day for a year.
I don't want Wayne Newton on the podcast. And I don't want a piece of bread once a day for the next
This
year.
Is what I want you to do. I want you to reach out to Jim Ryan, tell him to make some calls, call his agents in Vegas, and get Wayne on this podcast.
And Jim Ryan's our boss. I'll look into it. I'll see what I can do. For now, though, I'm intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And I'm Brooklyn's old Joe Causey from CBS-FM in New York with Louie. And we will catch you next time on the Brooklyn's Own podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.